turundusuudised.
Our next topic comes from Euromonitor once again. And then this time we have prepared a small article about Dubai, and actually it says that Expo 2020, it comes about 6 years. It is to boost Dubai tourism. And I went through this article in Euromonitor, and actually what it says is something we are talking always when something big is happening. Is it Olympic Games? Is it World Championship? Is it Expo? Is it something interesting? And we always, there comes up an idea that we have to, the state or somebody will invest huge money to bring more people in. Mostly they are tourists, they are coming in and they are leaving, and in the most cases all those new and nice buildings we have built for them are going to be empty afterwards. So this is I would say the construction of this this article, but this article of course tells us that there is about 25 million visitors that Dubai is waiting to come, and they are preparing to receive them. So if we're talking about Dubai, why not to talk about London or Estonia? And the question always remains, should, or my question actually is, does this big event that takes away huge money gives us for a couple of months or maybe for a year a huge amount of workplaces? Is it worth of doing it?
It's a very big question. I think if you spoke to the normal person in the street and said that, did they know the level of investment that this kind of mega project was going to take, they probably wouldn't be close to a figure. And I think to most people, the scale of these projects, that they just can't fathom because they are so huge. And I think in some ways, the Olympic Games has probably been the role model for these mega projects, because they take 4 or 5 years. And I think, as we say in English, the white elephant, the some of the stadiums in the Olympic Games have, post the Olympic Games, have often ended up as. I think they do a number of things very well, though. I think if you looked at the actual investment, it would be huge, and you could always argue that was that the wise way to spend that money at the time. But I think with these mega projects, they, especially Dubai, they have, I think, a very good approach to predicting a little bit how they want to manage their future. So if I look at this approach that Dubai is taking, I think where they get it right is they look at a project like this as amongst many other projects that they invest in, and are saying by 2020, if they want 25 million visitors, I think they understand that between now and then, how do they build up to that 25 million? Because I think with a lot of the other mega projects, what you find is it's almost like a tap, that they turn on the visitors at the time of the event, and then unfortunately the tap turns off because there's no reason for someone to go there. So you have a spike. You have a spike of interest, of traffic, of investment, and then the spike passes. I think what Dubai is trying to do is have a slow, methodical investment approach where you're trying to build by scale. So you're building your building blocks bit by bit to get to a point where you have the infrastructure in place, you have understood where the business is coming from, how you can nurture it, what are the needs for the development. because I think some of the problems are that somewhere like Dubai will continue to have a very big role with regards to tourism. And they're always looking ahead at, if you look at the developments in Dubai, be it the architecture, be it the Palm Island, they're always looking at probably things in a, maybe a 5-year life cycle. And they're saying, here we are in 5 years' time, how can we continue to have people interested in coming to us? And when that project comes along and is delivered, they're thinking again 5 years ahead, how can they continue to have that interest? So I think with Dubai, they take a very structured approach where they're looking at amassing interest and building on it, as opposed to just turning it off and then unfortunately turning it on and then it obviously turns off. I think...
Yes. I wanted to ask about Anna. What's her approach?
Yeah, I do absolutely agree. But my point was also that I think that... That the planning in this type of industry should be even longer, because I think that the expo is just one part of development of the country, and probably the target should be set so that you can already do maybe. You already know what are the next big events you are going to apply for, maybe in 2025, 2030, 2035, 2040. And it means also that you can somehow combine all the investments what you have done. Let's say if you do something, a sports venue, or it was here about an artificial lake. I don't know how big the lake is going to be. Mm-hmm. But of course, the lake will open up all the new opportunities, maybe for the international competitions or whatever things are going to happen there. So the kind of long-term continuous planning and understanding how this event, what we have in 6 years time, will lead us to the next ones. I think it's very, very important. But from Estonian point of view, what touched me in this article was how well they have planned the transportation. There were several cases here about Dubai and also about Milan, so that it's really clear that in order to get the amount of tourists up, you need to open new channels, new ways to come into the country and to leave. And I think that this is the big challenge for Estonia, that we see that, okay, you have the roads or you have the transportation ways in place at kind of... to the certain point, but I think that in order to increase the tourism in a site, we need really to pay more attention about the transportation, not only about what is happening in the place, was what I learned from here.
Nice ideas. Yes, you want to add something?
Yeah, I think one thing you have to also be a little bit careful of with somewhere like Dubai is that... Estonia or UK or many of these countries have a legacy. So they already have some kind of established infrastructure that they're having to replace. I think with somewhere, when I look at the development of this project in Dubai, a lot of it they're either extending or adding on to, because they're relatively late compared to maybe more established markets, somewhere like Milan, where the current one is going to be, where they're having probably to deal with legacy issues of transportation and then how they develop that. I think sometimes Dubai is fantastic because they start with that clean sheet of paper and say, what would we ideally want to do? And then they have the confidence to go out and actually deliver on that. So I think in terms of planning, they do a very good job, but they do start probably more with the where do we start from approach.